Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Mexico is suffering an epidemic of violence, much of it related to the drug trade, but some directed at those who work to protect the environment. Marcos Armendariz was a small-town lawyer. Pepe Galindo was a journalist who covered the environment. They're just two of hundreds of dedicated professionals assassinated in Mexico in recent months. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet crossed paths with both these men and takes a moment to reflect on their loss and what it means for Mexico.
When I visited the legal office of Marco Antonio Armendariz several months ago, I was struck by how humble it was. Key phone numbers scrawled on the side of a green file cabinet, a torn swivel chair. What Marcos felt confident he did have was a body of good law, Mexican law, and armed with it, he was unafraid to go up against anyone in court. One case involved a small-town mayor who was incensed at not receiving a customary bribe.
I don't know. I imagine in the United States it's different, but here mayors have extraordinary powers.
The mayor was making life difficult for a group of women Marcos was representing. They'd started their own electronics recycling business. The mayor refused to give the okay for the power company to turn the lights on in their plant.
The mayor made them feel like he was police, judge, and jury. He was sitting there like some cacique, like some duke from back in the Mexican Revolution.
Marcos operated with a calm demeanor, but he wished for nothing less than a transformation in his country. He passionately wanted to live in a Mexico where honest dealings are rewarded, and he wanted to be part of making that happen.
Aquí lo que se trata es ir poniendo un granito de arena para que se arregle México.
What we're trying to do is put in our little grain of sand to fix Mexico. We want to instill the idea of no bribes. Mexico right now is going nowhere. Bribery is everywhere. They say it's a tradition here, nearly the law, that it's always been that way. No, no, no. If we want to progress in Mexico, we have to go sweeping away all that rubble.
Tenemos que quitarnos quitando todo ese lastre.
Reached by phone on his remote sheep ranch south of the border, Roberto Valenzuela described his friend.
He liked taking on big challenges, you know, challenges that nobody else wanted to do. And he's left a big vacuum. You know, we still can't believe that he's gone. He's irreplaceable.
Marcos was working on a project, a dream, though he described it without saying the word I. He wanted to create a free legal clinic in the small border town of Agua Prieta.
Hay un proyecto, algo así como una oficina de abogados gratuitos.
We like to form some kind of an office of free attorneys, advocating for the rights of children, of women and family, and also property, so they don't take away people's property. And I'm not saying we will never charge, but if a person who is poor comes in, how are you going to charge them? You just represent them. That's all.
Porque si viene una persona pobre, ¿cómo se le va a cobrar a una persona pobre? Se le trabaja simplemente.
On October 24, 2009, Marcos was shot four times sitting in that office chair at extremely close range. There are no suspects, and the ballistics investigation hasn't even concluded. Marcos's two grown daughters, one an attorney and one in law school, still want to open that legal clinic somehow. He also left behind a much younger, disabled daughter he was caring for. Farther south in the country, Jose Galindo Robles, who was known as Pepe, was a journalist with a fierce interest in environmental issues. He had recently received a master's degree in environmental science and was a station director for the respected Radio Universidad outside Guadalajara. I met Pepe after he had finished a documentary about the contamination of one of Mexico's most important river systems, the Rio Lerma-Santiago.
La situación ambiental es alarmante.
The environmental situation is alarming. Not only the water pollution, but there are secret chemical burial grounds here, and not far from the groundwater. Rubén de Irreo is a chemical engineer who used to work at one of the cyanide burial companies.
Miedo me da decirlo, porque es realidad.
It scares me to say this, but it's true. These burial pits are on the company's private property. They've dug these pits in their backyards to bury, to cover up their crime. They buried 2,600 kilos a day for 28 years.
The documentary won national recognition in Mexico in 2004. That same year, Pepe was one of a small group of reporters who formed the Mexican Network of Environment Journalists. Here's another clip from that river report.
Las espumas alcanzan los 20 metros de altura.
The river is sometimes covered with foam. It can reach 60 feet high. The foam forms pillows and they float through the air. People who cross the bridge over the river do it running.
People cross the bridge, and be careful that foam doesn't land on you. It hurts your skin. It damages the paint on your car. It's really something.
Radio was Pepe's life, says his colleague, Dr. Soraya Santana, a psychology professor at the University of Guadalajara.
He always impressed on us the importance of this being a public university, that we owed our work to the people of the city, and that we needed to take our cues from the needs of the people, not from our own ideas of what constitutes culture.
Pepe Galindo hosted a nightly radio program and a weekly TV news show. He had recently survived leukemia, yet he was still trying to get more environmental news on the air, proposing new collaborations shortly before he died. Jose Galindo Robles' body was found bound and beaten in his home on November 24th. No one has yet been arrested. Marcos Armendariz and Pepe Galindo were only two of the hundreds of powerful voices that have been silenced in Mexico recently, leaving so many labors unfinished. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Shrieskanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Sousa. This week, we welcome our new interns, Emily Guerin and Bridget McDonald. They're both off to a running start. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.